everyone, it's Arif.
And I'm Ricky.
Welcome to the second season of Gay Couple Mastery. Today we are going to talk about...
sexual awakening, our first crush.
Arr!
So right now we are naked on the floor. No, I'm joking.
No, he's not joking. We are actually naked on the floor because we are in Madrid. We are going to be here for a while and it's very hot. So as we are very hot at the moment, it was like, let's talk about sex. Why not?
And our first crush. So it needs to be our first gay crush. Our first gay crush? Or just our first crush in general?
Hilary Duff doesn't count.
Doesn't count as my crush. That was my crush.
Okay.
So.
Because mine was Britney Spears. But to be honest, I don't even remember wonking thinking about her.
I actually remember wanking about, I mean, not thinking about Britney Spears or Hilary Duff. I was doing it thinking of Miguel Angel Muñoz. If you don't know him, just Google
yes,
it. Miguel Angel Muñoz.
Miguel Angel.
Miguel Angel.
But you're just
but
revealing,
then I, no,
revealing
that wasn't
first
my
crush.
First crush. That was the first acting crush or TV crush. But then because I didn't want to admit to myself that I was gay, I was changing the picture from him to Hilary Duff. So at the end it was wonking on Hilary Duff face. Can we say that on a podcast?
Yes, that's the thing. That's amazing. For all of you that are already, you know, you took your hands to your face and to your head and are screaming because we're
swearing.
It is not swearing. Just talking Clara. Sorry. And for all the rest, this is our sexual exploration. So we are super happy that we can be ourselves here. We cannot be ourselves on YouTube. We cannot be ourselves 100%, is what I mean. On Instagram, we are ourselves, obviously, on our OnlyFans. We have two OnlyFans, just in case you want to check them out.
With a fantastic discount, by the way.
Oh, do we?
Right now, yes. Everything for $3.15.
Are you serious?
$3.15. Anyways.
I'm serious, I didn't know. Anyways, sexual awakening.
Sexual awakening.
So I remember being very, very, very little and being excited just...
You mean young, not little. So you were very little.
Very little.
Very young.
Very young.
Very young, very little.
Whatever. So, okay. Well, you already know us and you know that English is not our first language, although we try our best. I think you can say very little anyway.
I don't know. Let us know.
Whatever. Let us know in the comments, in whichever comments you can leave. When I was very little... Okay, I think I was 4 or 5. Yeah, I remember being excited just for the sake of having men around. You know, not family or friends, but new men. Like, that energy of the men energy, it excited me. And I'm not even sure if sexually or whatever, but it was something, like, burning inside.
Yeah, I always say that I had the same feelings, but not for all men out there, but for a specific type of men. And they were the dancers of Rafaela Carrà's show on TV. So Rafaela Carrà, if you don't know Rafaela, you probably know Rafaela because he's a gay icon all over the world, more in the Spanish-speaking countries and Italy, of course. And she was always surrounded by all those amazing...
Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Para
Which
hacer
means,
bien el amor iré donde estás tú.
If you want to have the right sex, you need to go to the south. I don't know if that makes sense in your countries as well, but in ours, apparently, it's like that.
In ours, I'm from the north, by the way.
I'm from the south.
So thank you for saying that. What do you
but
mean?
It's a Carrà. Rafaela Carrà says that, said that.
And do you think so?
Yes.
I'm looking, just for you to know, guys, I'm looking at him so badly.
So, Rafaela Carrà was surrounded by all these fantastic boys with... chocolate tablet instead of their abs, and I remember my parents were talking to me and saying, "Oh, do you like Rafaela?" I was like, "Yes,
I love her.
I love her. I love the show. I want to watch it all over again." And that was, I think, I got my first boner because of those guys dancers there.
I don't remember that.
But that wasn't a crush. That's
I don't remember
my first exploration of same sex.
No, but it's, I mean, it's interesting because many people, straight people, you know, ask us, when did you know you were gay? And it's like, when did you know you were straight? It's exactly the same question. So I think it all starts, when you are very little, but you don't really know what's going on. And then I remember being 10 years old, and I had already like pubic hair down there, and I was already masturbating.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Definitely.
That's impossible.
No. I totally remember that.
Really? No, yeah. I was older.
And it was very, very difficult to concentrate thinking about women.
Well, it's very difficult to concentrate in general, because I think that age you just want all the time. I remember
not to concentrate, like to really
had to get to find to the end of the orgasm.
Yeah.
I remember my first time. Do you remember
that you ejaculated?
Yeah, the first time I had my first.
No, I don't remember the first orgasm time whatsoever.
I remember it. I was in my room, in my town, the same bed that you slept in.
I slept there, I have to say.
And I remember that I was having a sexual relationship with a pillow, and then basically like I just literally. floated the pillow and all over my legs and that was my first experience, but it wasn't a crush. I didn't have a crush with a pillow.
With a pillow? No.
No.
Okay.
Not with a pillow.
Okay, so let's move on to our first crush. Well, I have to say that Britney was my first crush, like seriously. I mean, I was in love with her. But I don't remember. I remember, like, even crying in my bed.
I think
thinking
you were
about being together.
I think you wanted to be her. No, you weren't.
No, I wanted to call her.
I think you wanted to be her and doing the funny things like on TV and stuff like that. I think it was the same for me.
I was in love with her, but sexually it was like I don't know. I don't remember, you know, having those thoughts, and then. Well, I remember suffering because I was a swimmer, and obviously in the changing room I saw so many
ding dongs
around, so many of them, and I just couldn't help looking at them, staring at them, and it was horrible because when I was that young, I was 12, 13, 14, 15 until I believe my 19, yeah. All my teens, basically. Mm-hmm. All my teens, I was a swimmer. And obviously, you get a boner just in seconds. So it was hard. Because obviously, many of them were kind of my friends. Or guys from other teams. Super hot. Super, super hot. So I think I had like loads of crushes, if I have to be honest, at the same time. Because I saw hot guys naked from, you know, my very, very sexual like awakening age, basically.
I remember that the first time I saw a fully naked guy, I was at the gym, but I was probably 13, 12, and I went to the changing room. This guy was showering, and he was, I remember this, this vision of this amazing like body, and he was like from the B-side. B-side?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The bum.
You can say.
I looked
okay.
The bum.
From
I
behind.
Look at the bum from behind, and he had like this amazing like shoulders and legs, and this bum was so good. But I think I had the boner, and I like ran away from the change room. I didn't want to get to the change room ever again for a long while. And then I tried to convince myself that I wanted to stay with girls. That didn't work out, and I had a crush for one of my classmates at drama school, let's say, the drama classes that I was taking in the afternoon. This guy was a year older than me, or 2 years older than me, I think 1 year older than me, and I became his sort of like buddy for acting, because I had more experience. And I remember he was coming to my house like twice or three times a week to study acting, and I really liked to be with him. So that's the thing that I remember.
How old were you?
I was already probably 15 or 16, probably 16 years old. And I remember that I wanted to stay with him, like to the point that my best friend, she was also like in acting at the time, studying acting with us, and she had a crush on him as well. And they started to go out together, and I started to feel like super, super jealous. And I thought that I was jealous because of friendship, because they were spending time together without me. But I knew that I wanted him for myself. His name is Marco. Marco, if you're listening to this. I remember that I was so in love with him, like, and I want to stay with him, and I was finding like every excuse to stay with him, like, oh, do you want to revise your text? Do you want to do that? You know, I think you need to learn more, so come to my house.
I had that when I was, I believe 15 too, and it was with a girl, Veronica, Vero, for 2 years, like 2 years. And I actually remember having like sexual thoughts. And I was like in love and crying and singing, and she liked me, but I couldn't ask her out. I just couldn't. And we were together a few times alone, the both of us knowing that that was going to happen, and it didn't, because I was so scared. But now I think that I wasn't scared of asking her out. It was just that the deepest of my soul, I knew that in the end, I didn't really want that. I wanted a man. A man!
I was in love.
So many
Wait.
Guys around me all the time.
I was in love with one of my classmates at school, like high school. In high school. Oriana. I was in love with her, like, really. She was a little bit younger than me, but I liked her so much. And I remember that I was telling myself, if I'm not gonna stay with her and be with her, I will be gay. So there was just two chances. I'll stay with her or...
Or gay.
We didn't even kiss. And then I was like, okay, she's not the one, so I'm gonna be gay.
Basically, okay.
And then
is that, okay.
Straight after her, I started having a relationship with men.
Oh!
With a guy that was 2 years younger than me. Oh my God, he was so hot. With like abs and like a very big,
you know, very big guy,
eggplant, yeah,
aubergine.
He was saying that he was straight, and then he told me that he was bisexual, and then he told me that he was a bottom.
Very good.
It was a very, very great transition.
Very good, bottom.
But we didn't have sex.
You just had
a little bit of
The first time I had sex with a guy, he became my boyfriend. No, it's actually not true. It's not true. That was the second guy. The first guy was a man, a daddy, like a daddy. I believe I was 20. The thing is, I don't remember. Seriously, I had a girlfriend. She's not my best friend. We met in drama school. I was 21. And I don't remember if I had sex with that guy before her. Or after her. I seriously don't remember. I like to think I'm pansexual, but not just not because I like women, but because I prefer to think that I'm open to love anybody. Men, women, trans, non-binary, whoever.
The spectrum is so...
The spectrum. That's the thing. But to be honest, I love ding-dongs.
So we say in Italy.
Okay.
In Italian.
What do you say?
Non è bello ciò che è bello, è bello ciò che piace.
Bello
ciò che è bello, ma è bello ciò che piace, which means
it's not beauty. What is beauty? It's beauty what you like.
Basically,
it's beautiful what you like.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not beautiful. What is beautiful what you like. So yeah, well, that was this guy. He was a daddy, and we met over a website that I'm not sure if it exists or not. It was in Spain. I seriously don't remember. He was super hot. But he might have been 30 years older than me at that time.
30
already.
Years
I
older?
Think so. Yeah. At least 25.
Oh.
And he was super muscly and with a massive ding-dong.
Massive.
Like a massive ding-dong. There wasn't penetration whatsoever. He was very sweet. And I remember that I went to his house and we started talking in the sofa. I was like, God, I don't want to talk. I just want to...
You have the ding-dong in my mouth.
What a mouth. So I don't know why or when or how we went to his bedroom. And I literally put his pants down. And he was like, no, but wait. I was like, no. I just couldn't wait. I just wanted that in my mouth. And is what I did. So it was so much fun. We were, you know, playing around, blah, blah. And then we came back to the sofa to talk about philosophy, seriously. Like, philosophy, like, I don't care. I think he's a professor or something like it. I don't know. And then we came back to his bed and it was amazing. Like, ridiculously amazing. I'm not sure if I can say this even here, but I'm going to say whoever, whatever. I splashed the room.
Yeah.
Like, there was no tomorrow. Absurd.
I think that's
ridiculous. That was the first thing. And it was like a fantasy that I had for so many years.
Then it became reality.
Became reality in seconds.
Yeah.
And that was ridiculous. It was. I remember that. I remember that day. It's crazy. But I'm not sure if that was before my girlfriend or afterwards. And then the next guy I met, we became boyfriends for a year and a half.
Yeah, no, I was more on the side that I couldn't have sex with anyone if they weren't my boyfriend. So I was making them boyfriend. Just saying, okay, we have to say that we're boyfriends. Yes, yes, okay, we can have sex.
Why?
I don't know. I had this idea that you couldn't, that sex just for sex wasn't a good thing. Now I don't think like that at all, as you can imagine. But yeah, I had that idea. So even later on when I moved to London and my boyfriend that I had at the time dropped me, left me, broke up with me, I started like having a little bit of fun with people, and I always told them, okay, yeah, so are you my boyfriend? I was literally telling them, I was already 21. That, I think, like, is a little bit of
awkward.
Yes.
So in the end, my first crush, I just, I don't know, seriously. So many guys around me during my teens, so many that I cannot even put names on. I'm probably from teens that I swam against, basically. Very, very, very hot, like super, super perfect. So I don't know.
For me, I think, yeah, there was this guy when I was 16, he was 17, at drama school, probably, Marco.
And what about celebrities? Because you might remember that better.
I mentioned that before. It was Miguel Ángel Muñoz.
Ah, Miguel Ángel Muñoz, but you didn't explain that, and that's very important. He's a Spanish actor.
He's a Spanish actor, and he's very, very hot still now. Probably like 50 now.
No. Hola.
Younger?
No.
45, 50 is super hot. And he was a
once an again actor. To show me no respect. Because he used to sing. Well, he didn't.
He was a singer in a group that was from a TV show called Un Paso Adelante. And I love that TV show. And
you know who was
my first actor's crush?
No.
The guy from Charmed. Leo Wyatt. Ah, was this guy?
Oh,
I remember that when I was like probably going on the internet when I was 13 and looking for porn. I was looking for like Leo Wyatt. I don't even remember his name now. His real name, naked or dick cock. And you know they were like appearing all these pictures where it's totally fake, where it's like it was like a Photoshop with his like face and the body of someone else. And I was like, and I was thinking it was him. Naked. And the other one is the guy that was doing Clark Kent in Smallville.
I met him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I met him in Comic Con UK 2017 or something like
is
it.
Is he tall?
Very tall. Although he was sitting down. But, I mean, I saw that he was very big. And to be honest, he's not like that anymore. Just for you to know.
I want to take a picture of him now.
I used to love... Well, this is super old, like from the 80s. Oh, my goodness, so I'm revealing my age now. From 18, the handsome one, I don't remember, because they changed the names in Spain when they, you know, translate the movies and everything. So he was Phoenix. I don't know if the name is the same. Pocket? I don't know. That one. Oh my God, I loved him so much. And obviously then, from... Vigilantes de la Playa.
Baywatch.
Yes, Baywatch. From Baywatch, every single one of them. Even David Hasselhoff.
Oh, and mean, for me, it was Zac Efron. Absolutely.
Zac Efron, like, I was already... High School Never Ends.
High School Musical. It was like my that one and the guy from oh my god, what's it called, the Jonas Brothers, Nick Jonas.
I think I preferred Daddies when I was younger, so David Beckham. That was it. We hope you like it, seriously, and we would love to know your first crush, your sexual awakening experiences. So please find us anywhere. You know that we are everywhere. We are on Instagram, we are back on YouTube as well,
TikTok,
TikToki,
Cameo,
even Twitter. We don't use it much, but we will be using it too.
And OnlyFans, as we said before.
Yeah.
So
it would be awesome, because, by the way, our OnlyFans are completely different. Like, seriously, we write erotica around characters, okay? And then we create graphic content, photos and videos, super curated around the stories. All of that is fiction. And it's a different take, no? It's more artistic and fun and... Yeah.
And it's a great way for you to support us. If you like our content and the thing that we do, it would be great to see you there.
We hope you like the first episode of our second season of...
Gay Couple Mastery.
We are Arif.
And Ricky.
And we love you so much.
Bye. Mwah. Mwah.